Charlie Dingle was off his head, stoned and gone in Herbie's bar. He'd shot the Earl, killed him dead, drilled his head with a piece of lead. Looked around to terrorize, raped a dancer on the barroom floor, ignored her pathetic cries, slapped her weeping, tearful eyes. Another woman came in his view, stood there hopelessly in fright. He snarled, "What you gotta do is get me that slug or I'll kill you." Gave her the knife to excavate the head, desperate to retrieve that slug of lead, till she heard with increasing dread, "If you can't get the bullet, then give me the head." The woman cried as she used the knife, forced to cut through the dead man's neck, lost in fear and deadly strife, fighting for her very life. The head came off with a final blow, so Dingle packed it in a box, grabbed the woman, took some dough, shouted out, "It's time to go." Ran outside the topless bar, snorting drugs into his nose, shoved her in a waiting car, raced away, but he wouldn't get far. Stopped the cab on Broadway, Dingle passed out for an overdose. The girl jumped out, ran away, lucky to live another day. Back at Herbie's strip joint bar, cops arrived from near and far, came the call from the radio car. It's a headless body in a topless bar.